Kyle Chisholm, Steel City. First moto, pretty good. Moving up through the pack. Second moto, too, was looking good. You were the fifth fastest guy, I think, for a couple laps in a row. But then big crash with Andrew Short.
Yeah, it was a tough day. I like this track. I usually do pretty well here. Kind of came, I came here on like 60s on amateur day back, you know, when I was little. And like this place. First moto, didn't get the greatest start, 15th, 20th, something like that. And got up to 10th. I felt like I rode okay. Caught up to a little pack of guys right at the end. And, you know, top 10 is okay. Second moto, didn't start too bad. I was working my way up. I got by Brayton, which I'm trying to catch him at points. Him and Millsaps, and then I was working my way up to Short and making a pass on him, and not sure what happened. He didn't decide to turn, I guess, and we came together and both went down pretty hard.
It's funny because I was just over there, and they said Chisholm hit him.
I was on the outside of him coming in. So
excellent point.
Yeah, so I mean, it was raining a little bit. Track was slick. He was not going up to my pace, I guess, and I was trying to make a quick pass, tried to come around the outside of him, going down into a turn, and like I said, I couldn't really see him because I kind of was on the outside of him, but obviously all of a sudden I just got clobbered on the right side and we both went down pretty hard.
There's a lot of money laying down on the ground there.
Yeah, sure is. And more important, like I said, I'm trying to catch Brayton in points. He's only like 18 ahead of me, so I'm just trying to get a few more points and try to get him next week. But he got him back on me, but, you know, got one more week, and that would put me 7th in points, which, you know, 8th now. So just keep working at it, one more race, and try to just put a whole weekend together. So I have bad luck like this all year, and not bad luck, you know, if I had a better start, I wouldn't be in that situation, you know, obviously. So, you know, just keep working at it, one more, and then take a few weeks off and get ready for Monster Cup.
You know, it's funny, I mean, we're buddies, but, you know, I've written that you haven't ridden as good as I thought you could, but looking at the end of the year, you could be 8th in the points, and that's not exactly anything to sneeze at.
Yeah, I just haven't had that, like, breakout ride where I had, you know, a top 5 one weekend. I've just been, like, I think I've been top 10 the last, like, 8 motos or something. I would have been obviously top 10 that last one. I think I was passing him for, like, 9th or whatever, and just been right in there, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, and it's been where I am, and people obviously don't pay attention to the guy in 8th place, you know what I mean?
I do.
And, well, I know you do, but the other guys don't, so. Yeah, if you're not, you know, out there top 5, whatever, they don't notice it, and it's not like I'm starting in 3rd and going back to 8th.
Right. You're never like, hey, look at him go backwards.
I'm working my way up to there, into the top 10, you know, every week pretty much, and that's why I'm 8th in points, obviously, right there every week, and a lot of guys go up, you know, up and down, and aren't that consistent over the series, so just try to put the work in, and I think it's just that breakout ride that people kind of just notice you more and see you more. So
maybe you need Brittany here. Gare Bear maybe isn't providing the inspiration.
Yeah, our dog broke her leg like 4 or 5 weeks ago, so she's in a cast. So Brittany hasn't been to the races like the last like 3 or 4 of them. So
Garrett,
but we did pretty good with the bear. That's my dad for anyone listening. Yeah, he's been doing pretty good. So I don't know. Maybe Brittany will have to get fired. I don't know.
All right, man. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.